Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 27th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Traveling for the holidays has been anything but merry for many airline passengers. Bad weather and COVID-related staffing shortages created a wave of flight cancellations over the holiday weekend at airports here in Southern California as well as across the nation. Well, over 100 flights were canceled yesterday at LA International Airport. Sunday was a peak travel day with as many as 200,000 passengers expected to pass through the airport. And Terminal 5 there was hit by a storm-related electrical issue, so passengers had to be diverted to security checkpoints and baggage claims in Terminals 4 and 6. In health news, COVID-related hospitalizations in Los Angeles County have topped 900 for the first time in about 3 months, but they're rising nowhere near as quickly as new cases, which have multiplied over the past few weeks. Close to 10,000 cases were reported on Christmas Eve, and Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer has warned we could see daily case counts top 20,000 before the end of the week.
The reality is that the vast majority of folks testing positive today are infected with Omicron, a more easily transmitted strain of the virus.
Ferrer says for people who are fully vaccinated and boosted, the risk of getting severely ill is low. However, she points out there are still millions of people in the county at high risk from this new variant, including those with weakened immune systems and about 500,000 kids who are not old enough to get vaccinated. Meanwhile, cities and counties will soon be required to enforce statewide health and safety standards at homeless shelters. When Eve Garrow of the ACLU of Southern California documented conditions at homeless shelters in Orange County, she found some of the shelters exposed residents to rain, flooding, and even raw sewage. She says other shelters went weeks without hot water or dealt with rodent and insect infestations. Garrow claims the conditions were allowed to fester because local governments are not required to impose sanitation rules at shelters.
Some municipalities have no standards. Some have standards. They vary in the protections that they provide. It's kind of the Wild West out there.
Advocates hope that changes with a new state law. It requires cities and counties to inspect shelters when they receive a complaint and follow up to ensure violations are corrected. They can fine operators who don't fix the problems. The new law also requires local governments to produce an annual report on shelter violations. You may start seeing fewer plastic containers with the Chasing Arrow logo on the bottom. A new state law in California puts limits on what kinds of plastic packaging can be labeled with the triangular symbol that denotes recycle. Heidi Sanborn heads the environmental group National Stewardship Action Council that pushed for the law. Sanborn says the law aims to ensure that products will only have the Chasing Arrow symbol if that type of plastic is accepted by at least 60% of curbside programs.
And that's a big change because we have programs now that are achieving less than 5% recycling rate, and they're putting chasing arrows onto the label, which is very confusing for the public.
She says more than 80% of single-use plastics in California do not actually get recycled and wind up in landfills. Under the new law, manufacturers have until July 2025 to get their products in compliance. You'll find more stories about new state laws online at capradio.org/new laws. State officials have identified the source of the latest oil sheen spotted off the Orange County coast. They say in a tweet it came from a pipeline operated by a company based in Oxnard. The sheen was detected last week near Bolsa Chica State Beach. The Department of Fish and Wildlife's Spill Prevention and Response Unit says the pipeline has been shut down. No sheen has been seen since Thursday, and crews continue to monitor for any additional oil sheen. Divers, they say, will inspect the line tomorrow once the weather improves. Taking a look at your forecast, it looks like we're in for more wet and chilly weather. Winter storm warnings have been issued for local mountains with moderate to heavy snow expected and winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour, which could cause blowing snow and reduced visibility. If you have travel to the mountains in plans, the National Weather Service advises keeping a flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle. Snow levels may drop as low as 2,500 feet by tonight with a dusting in the foothills, and another storm is on the way. It's expected to roll in late Tuesday. Meantime, highs this afternoon will be in the mid to upper 50s at the coast, LA Basin and inland Orange County, upper 40s to mid 50s in the coastal valleys and the Riverside area. The Antelope Valley will be in the low to mid 40s, low desert communities, low 60s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.